All righty, it's 10:05 a.m. Y'all are so quiet, and I appreciate that I don't have to swing this big hammer to wake y'all up. We had to start a few minutes late because we had to get rigged up to be on Facebook because of COVID-19, so that's why we couldn't start yet. Today is the regularly noticed and scheduled meeting of the Upshur County Commissioners Court for September 30, 2020. We have these meetings twice a month to conduct all business that comes before the county. Everybody's here, so I'm going to declare that a quorum is present. Mr. Ashley, no disrespect to you, sir, but Mr. Gene Dolly, I see he's out there. And he has seniority. I'm going to ask Mr. Gene Dolly to say the prayer and Mr. Dustin Nicholson to lead us in both pledges. Mr. Dolly.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful this morning for this beautiful day you've given. And we're thankful, Lord, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we pray this day, dear Lord, that you be with us, help us, guide us, lead us in all things. Help us to do your will and please you. And we pray, dear Lord, for America. We pray for the healing of our country, that there will be peace. And Lord God, help the transfer of powers to go peacefully. And let thy will above all things be done in everything. Heavenly Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you both for that leadership. For any of you young people that may not know, we're going to make this a civics lesson this morning. You probably thought, well, wait a minute. You can't say prayers in public meetings, in schools. You'd be surprised. Oh, yes, you can. So I don't make the law. I just go by it. But the Supremes have always said you can have prayers at the beginning and end of public deliberative bodies. They say the prayer every morning in the United States House and Senate and down there in Texas too, and I think most commissioners' courts probably do. So that's something I didn't know when I was in high school, but I've learned since then. Okay, announcement before we get started. Everybody's got one of these sheets?
No.
If you need one, we'll give you one. October the 17th, countywide cleanup day. 8:30 to 3:30. The location to take things you want to haul off is on Cottonwood Road in the Pritchett area of Upshur County. And Commissioner Gentry told me to remind you guys it's the second 90-degree turn on FM 1404 out of Pritchett. There's a limit of one trip for truck and trailer combination or two trips in your car or SUV. You have to have a voter registration card or vehicle registration to show you're a county resident. E-Tex will be on hand to recycle appliances, computer towers, batteries, and various metals. Try to have that sorted before you get there. Items you can't carry out there are chemicals, liquids, brush, paint, construction materials, tires, shingles, asbestos, and Freon, and you can't take your wood out there. You have to burn that in your own burning pile. But this is a good time to get rid of compliances and computer towers and batteries, and they can be disposed of properly. So anyway, countywide cleanup, October the 17th. COVID count. Ms. York, tell us the COVID count.
Okay, we are at 42 active cases, 347 recovered, We still officially only have 3 deaths, but the state is working with Mark Nichols, the emergency management coordinator, to update us to 10. So there's just a glitch.
Well, we really have 10 deaths. They're always behind the curve. And we've known we've had more than 3 for a month. But they report those different. But right now, 42 is active.
Total 347?
392 total, the 347 recovered. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Do we have anybody signed up to speak? Okay. Number 2, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording the following: auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund or overpayment of erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, order of the Upshur County Commissioner's Court of the fiscal year 21 tax rate, letter of notice of accreditation from the Texas State Library and Archives Commission, Upshur County Appraisal District financial statements and independent auditor's report as of December 31, 2019, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Make a motion to approve stated items A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve items 2A through 2F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
None are opposed. Motion passes 5-0. Next is to recognize the Upshur County Adult Volunteers, Rick and Jennifer Poorman, as the 2019 Texas 4-H Salute to Excellence Award winners.
Okay, I'm Caitlin Slover. I am the Ag Extension Agent for Ag and Natural Resources and also the 4-H Coordinator. And me and Julie nominated Rick and Jennifer as our 2019 Salute to Excellence Award winners. Rick and Jennifer go above and beyond as adult 4-H League volunteers, and their time, talents, and treasures are vital on both the club and county levels. As the parents of 8 current, past, and future 4-H members and homeschooled students, they embrace the resources and quality programming the Texas 4-H program offers on all levels. This outstanding couple ensures club and county activities run smoothly and that their children are introduced to new experiences as much as possible. Both Rick and Jennifer give sacrificially in every aspect of their lives, even during Jennifer's cancer battle and children's health issues. Their humble service to 4-H, the community, and beyond are shining examples of their perseverance, devotion, and effort. Rick and Jennifer's volunteerism with Upshur County truly personifies the 4-H motto, to make the best of. So, this is from the state 4-H office. It is your plaque for Salute to Excellence, and we are so proud. Which this year, of course, was canceled due to COVID, but they usually do a huge banquet, and it's a very big deal.
Didn't happen this year, so we were doing it this year. Philip, could you possibly scooch to the right? Thank you. 1, 2, 3.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Number four, recognize Maggie Mays, Timothy Poorman, and Jaden Taylor as Upshur 4-H members who are serving on the state level as Healthy Texas Youth Ambassadors.
Come on, guys. These kiddos applied for and were selected in the spring to serve a 2-year period on the state level. There's about 200 kids across the state that are doing this. They basically are, the program is to develop youth healthy lifestyle leaders to serve as a source of outreach in communities and throughout Texas. Jaden goes to Harmony, and she's going to be working with their school to do some health programs. We also have a program called Health Rocks that the National 4-H program puts out. Timothy is homeschooled. Timothy Pullman's in the middle. He homeschools, and he's going to be working with Red Cross out of Longview, Nikki Capaldo, and he's going to be working with them to do some things. And then Maggie Mays goes to Longview High School, and she's going to be working with me and the Gregg County Extension Office to promote some healthy activities. Then, of course, they'll help us with the health fair that we do have scheduled the last Saturday of February in 2021. Fingers crossed we get to have it. And so they're going to be, they're basically, their goal is to increase the health and wellness of our communities. So it's very exciting. Timothy's brother Zach was one of the first ones several years ago, about 2015-ish. And so he did it several years ago, and these kids are taking off and doing it this year. So,
like brother, like little brother.
That's right. So I'm really excited because, you know, like I said, we had one several years ago, and now we get to have three. So they've already done a statewide training online because of COVID. And so now we get to, and it is open to anyone that's a youth between 9th and 12th grades. And I reached out to the schools several times and just talked to them about it. So I'm hoping maybe them promoting this too will get some other, you know, you do not have to be a 4-H member to be a Healthy Texas Youth Ambassador. So maybe in the future we'll expand it more and increase the knowledge of the health and wellness and how important it is for your to be healthy and well in our community. So I was just going to give them, Timothy, they got little name badges to go with their shirts. So here's Timothy's and Jaden's and Maggie's. So. And if you all don't know this, when you put on a name badge, 4-H teaches us quite a bit to you. When you put on a name badge, you put it
on the
right side. Because when somebody's shaking your hand, they're seeing, give me your hand. And we've also taught them how to shake hands. You put your hands together right there. They're looking at your name badge. So some people like to put them over here, whatever, but it's like it always goes on the right side. Because when somebody's looking at you, they're looking on the right side. That's right. You're shaking your hand. So there you go. All right, y'all can stand there in front of them.
You taught me something about those names.
Yeah.
I never wondered about that.
We have taught them how to tie ties, how to do handshakes, how to, you know, be successful in their future. And these kids are on their way to success. Look at them. Okay. Thank you.
Good
job. Okay, can y'all pretty much all sit?
Come on, stand there. Robbie, Brenna, Jay.
All right.
We got one more.
Number five, discuss and take action to approve the proclamation of this court for National 4-H Week, Ms. York or Ms. Slover. You can pull that mask down so we can hear if you wish.
Okay, so the National 4-H Week proclamation, whereas the Upshur County Commissioner's Court is proud to honor the 4-H Youth Development Program of Texas A&M Agriculture Extension Service for 113 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State. And whereas this admirable program, which seeks to provide a learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop skills, and form attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members to our society. And whereas it's more than 550,000 urban, suburban, and rural youth participants ranging in age from 8 to 19, hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds, and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has had today were it not for the service of its more than 22,000 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring programs, continues to build character and to instill the values that have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore be it, resolved, the Upshur County Commissioner's Court hereby designated October 4th through the 10th, 2020, as National 4-H Week in Texas, and commend the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have made the program a success.
We need to take a vote.
Yes.
I need a motion to approve the proclamation.
I make a motion that we designate this proclamation as 4-H Week in Upshur County and for Texas.
Second.
Motion and a second that this court officially adopt the 4-H Week proclamation. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. And I've got here one of you young people want this. You can give that to Ms. Slover. Very rarely do you get all five of us to sign the same document.
Okay, last one.
Come on,
y'all.
Are we making one?
Item number 6 is to discuss and take action to approve a resolution declaring October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I'm going to ask Ms. McQueen and Ms. Obregon to come up here and tell us a little bit about this proclamation and what all we're doing to fight domestic violence, which I know both of y'all, it's a full-time job for you. You might.
Not Ms. Obregon.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Who's your helper today?
It's Yesenia Hernandez. She's our.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You have the mask on, though.
You'll be standing here
and
reading, or
do
you want me to go up there?
Just as long as you can holler loud enough for us to hear.
Okay. Whereas the crime of domestic violence violates an individual's privacy and dignity, security, and humanity due to systematic use of physical, emotional, sexual, psychological, and economic control and or abuse, including abuse to children and the elderly. Whereas the problems of domestic violence are not confined to any group or groups of people, but cut across all economic, racial, and societal barriers, and are supported by societal indifferences. And whereas the impact of domestic violence is wide-ranging, directly affecting individuals and society as a whole, here in this community, throughout the United States and the world. And whereas the Women's Center of East Texas is focused on ending violence by providing safe haven, crisis intervention, and comprehensive support services to victims of domestic violence. And whereas survivors of domestic violence themselves have been at the forefront of efforts to bring peace and equality to the home. Now, therefore, in recognition of the important work done by domestic violence programs, I do hereby proclaim the month of October 2020 to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month and urge all citizens to actively participate in the scheduled activities and programs to work toward eradicating domestic violence, improving victim safety, and holding perpetrators of domestic abuse accountable for their actions against individual victims and our society as a whole. Signed this 30th day of September 2020.
All righty. How many cases you figure you have on your docket of domestic violence?
Right now, it's hard to tell with the COVID stuff, and just having started this myself, I'm not sure, but we just did some numbers. Was it like 120 that we received in a three-month period that we just turned into the state? So that's just the cases that we've received.
Well, we thank you and the district attorney's office for everything y'all do to bring these folks to justice. Some of them you can help, some you can't.
Cindy is our victim assistance coordinator, and she has the most contact with these
people. And I know, Cindy, you do a lot for people, because I've seen the people come through here that you've helped, and she's usually the first person the victim talks to, because they just don't know where to turn, where to stop. So.
Last year there was 492 regarding domestic violence cases.
And that's not including child abuse.
Correct.
I'll take a motion to adopt this proclamation.
Motion to approve a resolution declaring October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Second.
Motion and a second that we adopt the resolution and proclaim October to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month in this county. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. As the County Judge of Upshur County, Texas, I do hereby proclaim the month of October 2020 to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And if everybody will just be aware that's a problem, it helps.
Thank you.
This will also be published in prominent places around the county and county buildings. I'll ask the other commissioners to sign that. Thank you both. Item number 7 is a resolution authorizing the county grant program for the...
We didn't vote.
We didn't?
Yeah. It's 5-0.
Yeah. Well, we did.
That's okay, because half the time I do forget. You're good. You're a good wingman. I think we did vote it.
We did.
I'm surprised more than you are we voted on it, really. Sometimes I get out of joint.
Well, it's so important, I want to vote again.
To remain eligible for our matching grant for October 1, 2020 through September 30, 2020, we have to resolve and certify that we made a grant to the Meals on Wheels organization in the amount of $2,058 to be used from October 1, 2020 through September 30, 2021. So what we're doing, the State Department of Agriculture makes us sign a resolution certifying we're putting the funds to good use. They even got a letter from Sid Miller, Mr. J. Miller's third cousin, who's the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture, with a thing on it saying, y'all need to do this. And we do. Nobody should be hungry.
Good, does the grant, you said matching the grant, does the grant come from the State Department of Agriculture?
I believe it does.
Okay. But it comes from the state in any event?
Yes, it's from the Department of Ag.
I make a motion to approve the resolution authorizing a county grant to Meals on Wheels Ministry.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the grant resolution authorizing the donation and funding to Meals on Wheels in the amount of $2,058, and that we will use that money for the Meals on Wheels Ministry Incorporated. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. So I'm going to sign this. And I guess I'll put that up here. Number 8, discuss and take action to allow the county's paid dental program to continue for employees who voluntarily opt into Medicare.
I put that on the agenda just as a follow-up to what we've been discussing about those eligible to voluntarily move over to Medicare and get off the county's insurance, and thereby, of course, save the county lots of dollars. But the dental program we had not discussed, and I don't, if there's no objection, I don't see any reason why we couldn't continue to allow that to be part of the program as well.
I don't either. You're just saying by this, if you voluntarily opt to go on to Medicare, you're not going to lose your dental insurance as a result of it. So exactly. To me, that's a no-brainer. So
that's my motion.
All right.
Second.
Most in a second that we allow the county's paid dental program to continue for any county employees who voluntarily opt into Medicare. So they'll still be.
Medicare does not cover dental expenses.
That's right.
No. All right.
No.
Right. I don't know that.
No.
I do. It does not.
Yeah. But this just makes it clear you don't lose your dental coverage from the county because you opt into Medicare. Okay. Got a motion and a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. So that's done.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's motion in 2 seconds that we adjourn. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank everybody for coming.
Yeah. There's a lady with Yesenia back there.
Hey, Stacy.